Yes, everybody, what's going on? My name is Stephen Allison, this is Howson's Brew, and we're with Alex, we're with Joe, and we've got a new friend today. We found him, he was busking. It's Freddie, thanks for joining us, Freddie.
Cheers. Thanks. I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. Just been playing a ukulele at Piccadilly Gardens for 2 hours, so...
How much of the coinage do you get is, like, Ecuadorian, and how much of it is, like, sterling?
I'd say it's about 50-50. But I have an Ecuadorian manager, aka pimp, and so I have to give him some money as well. You've got to start off small, but I'm dreaming big. Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking X Factor next year. I've got a sad story. It's going to do well.
You can't even rock up without a sad story, can you?
Well,
What's the story? I support Manchester United. You've got. See, when I said that, that's because I'm in showbiz.
Oh, mate, I'm just, like, it's embarrassing at the moment. I'm just, like, it's so weird watching a game against Liverpool and going, I really hope we don't get twatted as much as I think we're going to. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's just painful.
Yeah, the expectations, to the point where 2-0 was kind of... This is shit.
It wasn't good, but
it could have been worse. That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
That's what we've got to
do. I think that's what Ollie's, that's just going to be his t shirt, yeah, isn't it? It could have been worse.
It could have been worse. Don't worry. Just reveals that at the end of each game.
All right, my mic's not on, apparently.
Stephen.
1-2. It's not moving when I talk. Yeah, that's
one of these mics.
That's a different mic.
You'll just turn it up. Can we swap the wire, please?
Swap the wire.
Everyone speak for Stephen.
Everyone speak for Stephen, apparently.
Yeah, I think they all work.
Getting a lot of time. Mike isn't on. Mike
right.
isn't on. I'll be caught without him.
I'll carry on.
We can talk about him.
I'll carry this. Don't worry, lads.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. You take a break. Take 5 minutes.
Just take a knee.
So, can you name five things right. that are more useless than Jesse Lingard?
Andres Pereira.
That's one really big one.
Did you see that bit where Andreas Pereira ran into Daniel James? And oh my God! I wasn't even surprised.
We actually had like one of our first shots of the game after that, though. It bounced to Martial. He put it wide, admittedly, but
it was a set piece.
this one comes out if you want it. If you want it as a little movable.
I can't believe how much these mics cost for them to just fuck. Not fucking work all the time.
Yeah. Steve, can you grab that one?
But the bases are good anyway.
There we go.
There we go. Oh, that should be on the other side of that one, but. Cable management right. isn't our forte.
No, not in the slightest.
Is that working? Cam, so I can see the
1-2. Oh, hey, hey, back in the game. Hooray.
Now, there we go.
Right.
New podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Stretford Paddock. Don't say fuck or bugger. And hit the like button if you're fucking depressed as fuck.
Yeah.
And let us know what brew you're having as well.
It's usually just a bit of tea, isn't it? Yeah. I like it when someone has a hot chocolate.
Freddie's on water in a mug.
I'm on water in a mug.
Just for branding purposes, that's all it is.
Because I love coffee, but I poo about 5 times a day. And I've already seen your toilet, and I've seen how much piss is on the seat. And I looked, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to hold it until I get home, aren't I?
Have you seen the bogeys on the mirror back again?
Yeah, but it's not in the toilet I use, so I don't ever see
Which
them.
Which toilet do you use?
I mean, I'm straight in that disabled one. Yeah, I've got all the room.
Yeah, I like for a wee, I'll use that first one, but for if it's anything else, it's got to be that disabled.
Well, yeah, I get totally naked in the disabled
well, because
one.
Because also like the toilet's slightly lower, so you can get more of a sort of a...
Yes, it is lower. It is lower, yeah.
Otherwise, you're on your tiptoes doing a poo.
Yeah, I reckon
like
in the year and a half we've been here, I've probably used the other toilets thrice.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never used that middle one. Unless I'm recording intros for later.
There was a bit where next door didn't like us using that one.
The middle one?
No. Well, no, the one of them.
Right.
So they put signs on the doors that this is ours and that's yours. Yeah, so
what were we doing
I purposely went in there. We were just being like lads in their 20s. Well, you lot were, I weren't. I'm in my 30s.
Didn't you say you were being lads in your 20s?
Just being dirty cunts, really, weren't they?
You don't, when you hear the term boys will be boys, it's not usually talking about toilets, is it? It's more just like, oh, don't worry about him, he's harmless. Not like the toilet smells of BO and.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have a wank, you might as well get paid for it. You know what I mean?
Do it on company time. And company toilet.
Is that a t-shirt now?
I'm going to say that's not a t-shirt. Like.
And there's a shower in there as well, so if you prefer doing it stood up, go for it.
Any comments?
Anyone? Tea, two sugars with custard creams. Keeping it basic. I like it. Yeah. I like it. Shaudraya says, or Shaudhad, whatever, says, I poo 5 times a day and my doctor said I'm healthy and a growing man.
I mean,
a growing man.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that your doctor would say to like a child. Yeah, you know what I mean? You're a healthy growing man. I think your doctor's patronising you, to be quite honest. Oh, you're a healthy growing boy and you look very big and strong. Did you get a sticker when you left the doctor's?
I don't think, growing man isn't usually a thing I've heard.
No, growing boy.
Usually by the time you're a man, you stop growing, don't you?
Yeah, that's the, I think growing. That's the idea.
Yeah, hopefully. Healthy growing man.
Mr. Jack World.
Go on.
Jack World says, I want Solskjaer to come out and be honest about some targets rather than being fucking vague all the time. The thing is, though, that, have you ever played poker? You don't sit here going, I hope I get another fucking six. Doesn't work like that, does it?
It's a very good way to stick 15 million quid onto every potential player.
Yeah.
Oh, we really want... In fact, have you ever even bought anything in your life? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you go into, like, a showroom for, like, a car... And you go, I really want that card. Then
that
you
car.
Ain't getting a discount on it.
Do you know what, Freddie? I'm going to say your comedy career is doing fantastic because I've not bought a car from a showroom for about fucking 15 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Got a driver's license.
Yeah. I usually buy cars off men in streets. Yeah. That's the level of car buying I'm at the moment.
I mean, I realise that I've oversold myself because I drive a Vauxhall Corsa. Yeah. So
does he. Shut up about it.
Is it one of the new Corsas?
Yeah, but his dad's got the black box on it and he calls him a bitch. That's 60 miles an hour, it's a 40 every night.
Can't do no more than 6,000 miles. Yeah, can't drive after 8 p.m.
Yeah, he's got one of them.
Oh, ones. Shit, black boxes are the worst.
Yeah. I like the ones in planes, though, they're good. Always go missing, don't they? To say they're indestructible. Why can they never fucking find it?
Well, normally when the plane hits the ground like a fucking dart at 500 miles an hour.
They're meant to survive a crash. That's what
I know, but sometimes shit gets flung quite far, doesn't it?
Yeah, pop it in the sea, never find it.
Or, unless if you're like Brad Pitt in World War Z, then you're just found in your seat with a bit of an head.
Have you still got the belt on? Or is the belt attached to the floor?
No, it's attached to the seat, isn't it? You just think, nah, not having that.
Have you ever flown on a plane that nearly crashed?
I don't think so.
Been on one that the engine went on fire on takeoff.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, he just slammed on, and then you just people there like still got duty free. What's going on here? We're delayed here. My dad's like, get that seatbelt. I'm under one arm. Mother's ready to go there.
He's got his fucking life jacket.
Life jacket
just
on
in
ready.
Case.
And he's with
everyone else is just
engine's
like,
engine's on fire.
We're meant to be going on holiday here.
If you've not heard that fucking plane crash, not even.
Yeah,
you might do. So I was on tour in Asia at the end of last year, and I flew with an airline that is ranked as one of the worst airlines in the world. It's called Lion Air.
It's like a shit version of Ryanair.
It makes Ryanair look like
or lion.
Fucking
just in
royalty.
Case people don't know, when you say on tour, Freddie's a burlesque dancer and you go all around the world, don't you?
Showing off my titties, that's what I do.
Yeah, people weren't aware.
I'm your private dancer.
If they're going to see it, they're going to pay for it.
No, that's it. Yeah. Well, you get it for free, man, because you look so gorgeous. No, so it's gotten weird, this, isn't it? Like, people have tuned in how to save Manchester United and they've come in looking at the shittest porn they've ever seen in their lives.
The viewers are only going up, though. No one's turning off.
So Lion Air,
So Lion Air is a it's one of the top 10 worst airlines in the world, right? But I didn't know
it's not a league you want to be at the top of, is it?
No. That's it. But I didn't know that it was bad when I booked it, right? So I'm at the airport. I'm in Jakarta Airport, and it's pandemonium. We're literally at the gate, right? And it's so bad, right? So I got my phone out and I googled Lion Air, and if you google it's just crash, death, pilot on drugs, bribing. There was one thing earlier last year where they were bribing airport staff to try and keep their planes going. It's so dodgy, right?
No.
But is it cheap? Really cheap. So I'm shitting myself a little bit, right? I get on the... we're literally out the gate, so there's not really anything I can do. We get onto the plane, and I'm noticing every... Because I'm hyper-aware, I'm looking, going, that wing don't look straight. Do you know what I mean? Like your pad, that
rusty
that
rivets
don't look
shit.
Good. Yeah.
I've been on them.
Duct tape. Duct tape at 30,000 feet.
Rusty rivets, by the way, great porn name. I'm having that.
But she sounds like she'd have a deep voice. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. She's been in the game for 40
Give you a real good time, sugar. Yeah. So anyway, right, we're on the airline, and I am panicking. I'm really hyper aware, and it's a 3-hour flight as well, and I ain't have much sleep, so I'm not in a good place, right? We get onto the runway. We're literally leaving the airport, going onto the runway, and there's an announcement, and they go, bing bong. Thank you for flying with Lion Air. This is just an announcement. We are legally required to tell you that from February 2012 to December 2016, we were a blacklisted airline, but we're not anymore. Have a great flight. But literally...
What does that mean, blacklisted?
Well, I can guess.
We're not allowed to fly.
I reckon it's not the same as a black card. That's a good thing.
No.
The blacklist is...
I think blacklisted is like... Whatever you do, don't fly with these fuckers. Like really super scary.
And you know it's bad if they have to tell you. How many years later?
So two years later. But the thing is they told us as we were leaving the airport. So there's no.
You can't go. I want to get off now.
When you book it. Basically,
that's how British we are. The social pressure of not wanting to ruin everyone else's flight is like greater than not wanting to die.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I'd rather set on fire than look like I'm being
Mate,
a dick.
Honestly. Yeah.
To be fair, the Royal Air Force probably had a better record flying in and out of Afghanistan.
So,
he's allowed to say that because he's army.
Every. I thought you were going to say.
We wouldn't say that.
I thought you were going to say
he's a pilot.
He's part Afghanistani. So
I can talk about crap.
Anyway, it works.
But, mate, every bump on that aircraft, and there was loads of turbulence.
Yeah, just.
You know the bit where we were going up, right?
The ascent.
The ascent. Oh, all right, someone's been on a course.
I wanted to be an air steward for a very long time. First step into showbiz.
The ascent as we were going up, right? It's the whole plane sounded like, you know, when you get a shit car.
Johan in the comments here, because we have some amazingly knowledgeable people about stuff. It says blacklisted means they can't fly over certain areas like the EU.
You know, the EU. You've heard of
that.
The thing we've been talking about.
It's like about fucking 10% of the world.
Stood underneath that. You're allowed to fly over those places.
Yeah.
But not the fucking...
Cherry.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. It was like the ascent was
so
like...
Did you die?
Yes, I did.
Part of you did.
If you actually touch me now, you can go straight through me. I'm like a hologram.
You have to touch the right place, though. Go straight in. Look at him, he's a ghost.
Okay.
Right, save Man United anyway.
But someone's just said don't talk about United, so
okay. Not have to.
Don't worry about it. We can do that. We can quite easily not talk about United.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh dear. No, I've never been on anything like that. We flew into a storm once, started crying. That was it.
When me and fucking Callum in the corner over there was on our way to Bahrain in November, we was about to book with Pegasus Airlines because they was a third of the price of every other airline that was out there. And then I went, hang on, Google it.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when you Google, and you can try this at home, Google Pegasus Airlines, is it just talks about the crashes that they've had.
Yeah.
So we was like...
See, it's amazing because, you know, normally when you say, like, oh, you got to make sure there's no witnesses. The great thing about airline crashes is there are no witnesses, and yet the reviews still get out. No one's writing, we were on a plane and we smashed into the sea at 300 miles an hour, yet somehow people still know.
Do not recommend.
Unbelievable. Not recommend. Yeah.
Would not book again. So, yeah, so we didn't... who do we go with in the end?
He's got his headphones.
Who did we fly with in the end? KLM. Was it KLM?
I mean, he did
say KLM, Lufthansa or KLM, yeah, but I don't think it was Lufthansa.
Oh, I like Lufthansa, they're nice.
It's quite interesting how we've started talking about incredible crashes and we're not actually talking about United.
No. Sergio Romero.
Oh.
Have you seen that
What's
this
morning?
I saw it. I saw his car completely.
It was like less than a mile away from me this morning. It was just... He's just...
It's actually a performance piece. It was, Sergio, what did you think of the Liverpool game? Yeah,
getting underneath the barrier was Texas. That shows how low Lamborghinis are, doesn't it?
Medium of Lamborghini. That was basically... I like under the like a mouse under a door, wasn't it? Just he's lucky that he's in such a small car Yeah. Otherwise, he'd been cutting off.
Yeah. Literally.
Fantastic.
I think he's been going at some speed there. Not going to, like, properly fly.
Yeah, because that was like,
can
right.
We
right
get an can we get an allegedly?
Allegedly. Allegedly. Okay, no. Allegedly. I think
you're trying to ruin our careers here, mate. And allegedly.
Allegedly.
But that was right next to Carrington, wasn't it?
He was on the Carrington Spur.
Yeah.
How fast do you have to be going to, like,
I'm going to be honest with you.
Drive every day.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never drove a Lamborghini, and I've never gone under a fucking barrier on a motorway either.
No.
Yeah, that's no. Just one of those things we don't know enough about.
It's a nice bit of road, though, that where he comes.
It's a lovely bit.
Wasn't that where Cristiano Ronaldo crashed as well?
Yeah.
It's same road.
It's coming off the M60. It's just, you can just, it's there for.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you admitting here? I've three or four lagers and just belt it.
Did I ever say drink driving?
Don't drink driving. Don't even mess about
it. Is there a better job than being a second choice goalkeeper?
No, third choice no. Goalkeeper.
Third choice.
Well, yeah, because sometimes you don't want to make the bench.
You don't have to do anything, and you can drive a Lambo.
Yeah.
Sergio Romero's.
So he turned up in that Lambo.
Yeah.
That somebody signed. Yeah, I was at Carrington for one of the under 18s games.
And
he'd come and park it up. And I'm like,
I mean, you turn up every, you know, five times a week or whatever, you kick a football around. Mm. Saturday afternoon, you sit on the bench, you just chill out. You don't even have to pay for a ticket. You just sit and watch the game.
Pre-season ticket.
Drive off in your Lambo.
$40,000 for a personal trainer and a season ticket, and they're paying you.
And
the thing is,
if you're a professional footballer, you start week in, week out, you get shit from people. You get shit online, you get hate.
No one is loved more than Romero.
Who's hating Sergio? No. Who's hating the second choice keeper of a club?
The thing is, even if he
his mic ends up undone.
Oh, hello.
That was the most suggestive thing.
Because even
seen
if he comes
day,
in as a clanger, everyone just goes, "Well, he's second choice keeper."
Yeah, he's meant to drop it. Yeah, we've got De Gea. What did you expect? Second choice keeper.
I reckon Lee Grant though is on another level of really can't be asked.
Is Joel Pereira at United currently?
No, he's on loan, I think.
Yeah, he's,
damn it. That would have been fourth choice keeper. That's what you want.
Yeah. I mean, like third choice keeper is essentially like a goalkeeping coach, really.
Yeah.
Your job is professional now, best mate of the other two goalkeepers. That's it.
He does seem like a good lad, Lee Grant. It seems nice. People seem to like him, don't they? So, yeah.
Well, I mean, Raymond van der Hauw was second choice to Schmeichel for fucking years, wasn't he?
Mm.
Just absolute stone cold chilling. Just on that one occasion a season that you might get called upon, just don't be really, really shit.
Just be a bit shit, and that's good.
Yeah.
Where people go, do you know what? He's all right, Fran. I want to repay him.
And then you get the people going, you know what? He should be the first choice keeper. And then he gets six games in a row when your first choice keeper's injured. Right. And you go, he's second choice.
Someone made a very good comment there where they said Romero deserves a start in the Prem. I can kind of see what they're talking about there, because he's not, like usually second choice keepers are noticeably worse than their first choice.
Michael.
Yeah. They're worse than their first choice counterparts. But I don't think Romero is a bad keeper at all.
He's different, isn't he? But there's different characteristics about him as a player. But if De Gea got injured now for an extended period of time and we threw Romero in, I don't think anyone would be panicking.
No.
Yeah, I think he's played 50 games. It's not like he's played like 12 games. He's played 53 games for United.
53, 54 games and 34 clean sheets.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
And obviously he's playing in outstanding.
And he's pulling saves out in the games as well. It's not like he's sitting in his ass.
He's one of the players, I think, that he's really strong for United. Our second choice keeper is can you think of many clubs with as good a second choice keeper as Romero?
No, he's the best second choice keeper in the world.
Well, you think of
perhaps that there's ever been.
You look at City signed a 20 million. Their keeper's 20 million, 30 million pound keeper, and he is
Bravo.
And they were as soon as he got injured, they were like, oh my god.
But not only did they bring him in,
what could happen here for
him? Knew him from Barcelona. Yeah. Like he was like, he's really good. Get him in. Oh, he's not good at all, is he? he dropped against United, and we still lost. He dropped the ball like four times.
That penalty shout when he fouled Rooney.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I'm not really fucking bitter still, but fuck me.
VAR would have caught that.
Fucking hell.
God bless.
Oh, what's going on here, fellas, then, eh? Who's having a fucking wibble in the comments?
We missed a
He does take he takes pressure off set plays. De Gea doesn't. That's one good shout.
Yeah.
Best worst job in the world. Yeah, and that's any second choice goalkeeper. You do have to sit there going, if you want to play, you get fucking injured. All right, mate.
Yeah. There's a bit of that in there. You could see it for Petr Cech last season at Arsenal when they were clearly trying to blood Leno in. He wasn't like, Romero was like, yeah, I'll take 50 grand a week to New Dunstan. He was like, I want to be the goalie. And that didn't seem quite as fun, did it? When you're like...
Yeah, when you're not playing, but you really want to.
I used to be the first choice, and then I got dropped. This is hell.
Whereas Romero was just like...
I'm going to go be first choice for an ice hockey team.
It's like, Romero, they were saying stuff like to him, like his Argentinian coach would be like, listen, you're not going to play in the World Cup unless you're playing regularly. And he was like, okay.
Okay. Can I be second choice for the World Cup?
And then they took him to the World Cup.
Yeah, Argentina don't have good goalkeepers.
Yeah, it's not there. And he was like, "Yeah, all right, that was a blag. So we are taking you." He was like, "Okay,
perfect, great job."
Loads of people talking about transfers. Let's not go get anybody. All right, should we get into it? The title is "How to Save Manchester United." Mm. Freddie, you're our guest. You've got half an hour to save United. Go.
If I have half an hour to save United, go. Director of football, straight away. That is the single biggest, most important thing that could possibly be done, in my opinion, is to get in a director of football. We don't have one, and I think personally, if you look at the reason that we're in such a bad position that we're in, is down to recruitment. Yeah. We have not recruited well at all. That's because we don't have a director of football. No. If we get somebody in who can oversee the long-term future of the club, somebody like we were linked with Luis Campos recently, somebody like Van der Sar or Rangnick, just somebody with experience of building a club for the long term. That's our problem.
We just, it is the direction of it and how we just switch directions every 2 years. I think that's one of the key reasons why I think Solskjaer should stay, is just that, what we're going to do, switch up again.
Yeah, like, get Allegri in. All right, he's going to fuck off 90% of the team.
Yeah.
You said it, I think, yesterday about if Solskjaer had come in straight after Van Gaal, we wouldn't be anywhere near this mess, because it's very similar players that Solskjaer wants in his team. But then Mourinho is just the opposite of everything that Van Gaal's doing and the opposite of everything that Solskjaer wants.
You're absolutely right. It's silly, really. I mean, for example, here's kind of an example of how I look at it at the moment. So Solskjaer, by and large, plays 4-2-3-1. Yeah. And we are really struggling at the moment with number 10s. Yeah. We don't have anybody who plays in that number 10 position who is good. At the moment, it seems to be...
But we have four that aren't.
We have four.
Well, we have Pereira, who is all levels of dog shit. It is like unbelievably bad.
It's really bad, isn't it?
He is Brazilian in passport only. He should genuinely have to
sort
give
of Belgian, actually, isn't he?
He's like Belgian in some way. He's definitely got more Belgian than
Brazilian.
Well,
he's a fucking
waffle. He's called Andy Peters.
It's Andy Peters, yeah.
Bloody. He's honestly appallingly bad, and I try not to say that too lightheartedly, but I don't know what he's for. Like, at least with Fellaini, I could look at Fellaini and I could go, he's a physical player, he's big in the tackle, and it's a way to beat the press by having a big guy who can win things
all
over.
Yeah, and the fucking best chest world football's ever seen.
Yeah, literally the best.
He's better than his feet.
He's the best chest of all I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Because he's the best chest there's ever been.
Chest like an artist's canvas, just it's so wide and flat.
It's just, I've never seen anything like it.
I didn't mind Fellaini and I accepted his limitations, because I knew what he was for. Pereira, I've got no idea what he's good at.
It's frustrating as well, because he's clearly a good footballer, like a technically good footballer. He's got a good touch, he's got a good dribble, his shooting's not terrible, a good cross, but he's just
what are you doing? Because I reckon he looks mint in training. Like, if you put him in small-sided games, I reckon Pereira...
Yeah, dusting people, left, right
quality,
and centre.
But then... put him in the game, you're like, oh no, I'm going to do that again. He's going to shoot in it, he's shot.
The amount of shots he has in games, he must score some absolute bangers in training, because there's no way any human could have the confidence to keep shooting, having missed 1,000 times in a row. You would think he'd go, I'll pass it. But he doesn't. He keeps shooting. He must score all the time in training. And he forgets when the goals were in games and when they're in training, and forgets that he hasn't scored in a real game in a year.
If that was a woman at a bar, he'd be a sex pest by now. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, constantly shooting his shot and never coming close.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, mate, you need to leave.
You've had enough.
Yeah.
No.
She said no a million times. I don't know what more you need. A contract or something. But yeah, he's dreadful. He's so bad it annoys me.
Yeah.
He's almost like, you know how, like, the one good thing about Boris Johnson
is that like his I look at him and I think I could be Prime Minister too. Do you know what I mean? Like he's like that, Pereira. Like I look at him and I think, you know what? If I'd have kept the weight off, do you know what I mean? Like,
or not?
Just
or not,
or not? Luke Shaw seems to be making.
Doing all right,
isn't he? Lingard is arguably just as bad. Here's a fun fact. Guess who had more goals and assists at Old Trafford last season? Jesse Lingard or me? It's a solid draw. And I didn't fucking play there. So that's my excuse. He's just appalling. So that's another one that is just...
I think he's probably on a naughty step at the minute as well, because normally he would have played ahead of Pereira.
Because he signed with
Raiola.
Nino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the time to do that, was it?
But Raiola came out and said that United would ruin Pele or Maradona or Maldini. I think it was his third choice, which was a bit left field, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you know what? As much as that is slanderous against a club that has paid him tens of millions of pounds over the last couple of years, he's kind of got a point, really. Like, we would ruin the best players in the world at the moment because we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Well, the evidence is there to suggest we would.
Yeah.
More or less. But again, like, it goes down to that director of football. Like, no one who's a proper director of football allows some of the players that we've signed to then be signed and then also leave the way they've left.
Yeah.
You know, and even if Mkhitaryan didn't work out, okay, so you got rid of Mkhitaryan to bring Sanchez in, and then 18 months later, Sanchez is gone. And you're like, that short-term thinking is only because you're going through different manager after different manager after different manager. And absolutely, that's always going to drive up your turnover of playing staff, because you're looking at people that have got different philosophies and different ways of playing, and all right, this guy doesn't fit. And if Ollie's been told, we'd like you to go back to the basics of, like, try and get the wage bill to some fucking normal looking rather than just the
absolute...
Well, we've just got rid of Ashley Young, right? And you all know my feelings on Ashley Young. The party's later, so...
Sausage rolls.
Bring your own sausage rolls, no vegans. if Ashley Young's left, his wage has now been freed up, his wage is what we've offered and had supposedly had accepted for Bruno.
Yeah, I know.
How is that right?
And that's less than Rojo's on, less than Phil Jones is on.
Yeah.
In theory.
It's
rumoured.
It's worrying.
This is the problem. I mean, this is kind of why we need a director of football, is because if you've got Solskjaer at the moment, like I said, playing a 4-2-3-1, we've got that problem number 10 position, we have no creative attacking players apart from Pogba, and Pogba's a whole other fucking story at the moment. So there's a big thing at the moment, it's been for ages, about, are we going to splash out on James Maddison? You know, he fits the profile, he's young and British and hungry, and he's going to cost...
Luke Shaw's all of those things.
He's going to...
Very hungry.
He's going to cost £100 million, all things there or thereabouts, to play as number 10. Now, if Solskjaer gets sacked, now our biggest sort of managerial options are Pochettino and Allegri, neither of which play with a number 10. So we'd end up in this weird situation where we have a new manager that has to adapt his whole playing philosophy for a £100 million player that I'm not sure wants, or we have a £100 million player that has to learn a new position.
You mean like Paul Pogba, when he got signed by... Van Gaal wanted him, so Woodward got him, and then you've got Mourinho, who kind of went, he doesn't fit my system.
Go on, then.
I'll
just fall out. Like, he's never going to fit into a Mourinho team.
But really? Because I think that there are similarities between... Mourinho is more than has it in him to play a 4-3-3, and Pogba needs a three-man midfield.
Yeah.
So... I look at Mourinho's Porto team, and I can see him playing a role similar to Deco or something like that.
Yeah.
I can see him playing that attacking team.
Good was that fucking team. Mm. Go through it. It was wicked.
I love
those
teams that, like, the Porto team, the Monaco team, the Ajax team, like, the sort of team from the not top five league that just batters everyone for a season, and then they just get picked apart, don't they?
Rinsed.
Just let the magpies
absolutely
out.
Absolutely rinsed.
But they're always so exciting, isn't it? When you, like, Leicester.
Leicester's a top example of that. Yeah, they just got rinsed. A couple of players peaked out, like Hoof and that at the time.
Monaco. Yeah. The Monaco team a couple of years ago, when they had Fabinho, they had Bernardo Silva, they had Mbappe.
Moutinho.
They had...
Falcao, Moutinho.
Yeah, they had Falcao, Moutinho. They had Mendy at left back. Do you know who it was that assembled that team? Luis Campos, the current Lille director of football.
Well, that's the geezer that we got linked to yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's who we're linked
was
to.
Was that
at
as
the
soon as the full-time whistle got blown? They
yeah,
there was like, that release now? That news.
15 months, release 18
that.
Months?
18
months.
Longer than that ago.
Director of football. What do you think's going on there? Do you literally just... Because I know the story is, and what you hear every time is, oh, here it comes again, we've lost, let's pretend we're getting a director of football. Do you think it is just as simple as that?
Because no, I know last summer that they wanted, and they was actually trying to look for him. And I know that he was saying the... he was saying that they offered him the job, but he thought Rio was going to take the job. So
is that who we want?
So they obviously want someone who's got United.
But they, it's not a real job. He said it ain't a real job, hence why I'm not taking it. He'd love that job. And he also said, I'm doing the job. You know, he spoke to Pogba and Martial, who both wanted out, and he convinced them both to stay, kind of. So he was like, I'm doing the fucking job. Yeah. You know, the director of football is, you know, also some sort of role like that. But I think in Woodward's head, he wants someone who's connected with United. But ultimately, it doesn't fucking matter.
Do you think it's Woodward's, even in his job title, to decide who that would be? Or do you just think it's the Glazers? Do you think they go, Woodward, do you want one? It's up to you whether we get a director of football.
I honestly think it's the board
and the owners that decide.
I honestly don't know. I think Woodward almost just runs it as he sees fit.
Do you think he just runs the club?
Yeah.
Why does them being connected with United make any difference?
Doesn't to me.
Whatsoever.
Ultimately, like, look at Paul Mitchell. I was looking at the credentials for him, obviously. What he did at MK Dons, I think he was at Southampton, then he was at Tottenham, now he's doing bits at Leipzig. All of those clubs at that time exceeded expectations by signings, recruitment, etc. Right? That guy, not only is that, he's fucking Mancunian as well, so there is a connection, although I'm not going to say what I was going to say. the other things.
I don't know what you're going to say.
I'll write down. he's got some sort of connections to the city. He's got some sort of connections to Manchester United. He's very good at his job, first and foremost, by the evidence.
Yeah.
Appointing Darren Fletcher because he was shit hot as a defensive midfielder at one point. It's a different job. Yeah. Like when we try and sign somebody, right, and you had Woodward's failures to be able to convert Thiago, Fabregas, et al., all in that, even like Bale, etc., in that first couple of windows. Ronaldo. Now, he may be getting better at it, or he may just be fucking absolutely plastering money at agents to get the deals done. Paul Mitchell's got that recruitment network. Paul Mitchell's got that respect across the board. When Woodward rings up and he goes, give me Mbappe, and they go, 500 mil. And Woodward's like, oh, I only had 340 in the thing. Like, Paul Mitchell's probably got more respect within that community where he goes, I want to sign that Sumar, whatever he's called, right? So he goes, 80. He goes, you know he's not worth 80, mate. And you know when Paul Mitchell says something like that to you, that...
You think, I'm not going to be able to bluff him here.
Yeah.
Also, the calibre and the names that we've seen linked with it literally, to me, just indicate that the job is basically a facade. That it's nothing...
What? Director of football?
I think... No, I don't mean that the idea of a director of football. I mean the one that we are looking to appoint.
United.
Yeah.
Right.
United. Well, that's what he said.
The fact that
that's
it
what
is
Paddy said.
Evra, Ferdinand, Fletcher, whoever, they wouldn't
the
be linked with...
His explanation
that, that
was it is...
It's just a face of the club to get...
Standby is a shit French accent coming in. Yeah, shit French accent coming in. He was like, he just want to appoint someone for he's getting shit. He wants somebody to get shit.
What's happening? What's happening?
Steve,
what's
going on?
Steve's had a bit.
Why is he lying down?
You're looking.
What are you doing?
Nice. He just wants people to someone to eat the shit for him. Doesn't
yeah, it? And Craze Monkey in the comments is also saying. Matt Judge is also a problem. Now, there was something I got told last year, and everybody assumed I was talking about... who do you think I was talking about? The fullback.
Mounier.
Yeah, it wasn't Thomas Mounier. It was... fuck it, we're out. I know who it is. I was just wondering how not to fucking phrase this. It's Hakimi. It was Ashraf Hakimi, Man United fan, and they took him to the Mayfair office, and they sat him down in front of Matt Judge, and Matt Judge asked him who he was.
Wow.
Right? This is after he's just been to Spurs, where Pochettino met him, brand new stadium. I think they might not have even played in it at the time.
They just toured him around.
Yeah, they took him around the stadium and then they had lunch. Like, we went on a date inside the Spurs stadium where they had lunch looking over the pitch, and he told him how he saw him as a footballer, where he saw him fitting into his team, this, that and the other. And the word at the time was they thought he was going to sign for Chelsea, but he renewed his loan with Dortmund from
Madrid.
And is
there any surprise that he didn't come to us? Is there any surprise at all?
The fucking attitude.
Imagine that.
And do you know what as well?
International footballer.
Do you know what as well? He's a big... If he's a United fan, he'll have been nervous about that.
Yeah.
And there'll have been so much...
The disrespect's outrageous, isn't it?
And it would have hurt 10 times more. It would have hurt 10 times more.
So I'd heard it from one agent. He said, I think I've just heard this, that's happened. And then I phoned an agent at that agency and I went, did this happen? He went, who the fuck told you that? And I was like, is it real? He was like, yeah, that's word for word what happened. I was like, all right, cool. He was like, who the fuck told you that? I was like,
do you know what that's like? It's like on The Apprentice where people come in to pitch the products and they decide which one they want. You know how they're always like dead enthusiastic about all of them, and then you always get some team leader who's like, oh yeah, how much do you sell it for profit-wise? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. Why would you not be enthusiastic about every player that you come across? Even if
I do that job for free. Like, be the guy that talks to new signings or potential new signings. I'd be like, mate, you're going to fucking love it here.
And it's the easiest thing for Man United. It's got to be the easiest thing for Man United to do.
Yeah.
Just walking through the museum and just go, look at that, look at that. I mean, just enthusiastic doing that.
And if he's a fan of the club as well, Christ.
And his agent stopped him and he went, excuse me, here's what's just happened at Spurs. Are you really going to sit here and have this style of conversation? He went, this is Man United. And he was like, right, we're done.
I don't blame him at all. I mean, to go on trend for the moment, like, this whole thing with Bruno Fernandes is an absolute joke. It's ridiculous because he would be a massive upgrade.
He could be the difference between fourth and fifth.
Exactly.
We could have got a point. Yet. To be honest, in the team yesterday, we could probably get a point out of that. How much we pressed them back yesterday, we needing one decent ball or one shot.
If you look at...
it's all it was yesterday. One shot.
Don't make me think about it.
If you look at the chances that Daniel James fluffed yesterday, and I'm a Daniel James fan, but I think yesterday he showed more championship quality than premiership quality. There was a cross that he fluffed. There was that ball to Martial that he fluffed.
Launching fucking Salah into the stands at the end.
Bruno Fernandes isn't missing those balls because he's a different class at the moment. I'm not saying that Daniel James won't be good
soon. I knew that
would
come up.
Yeah. I've seen that.
I'm not. We do look similar, don't we?
Put that on.
Literally everyone who comes on gets compared.
Oh my God.
Everyone who comes in is like, oh, you Steve's little brother, you Steve's son, you Steve's this, because everyone's just...
We do look kind of similar, don't we?
Yeah. It's
probably the beard, I think.
I think it's the beard.
Yeah.
Might probably be the beard.
But, I mean, we're both sort of like heavy set guys as well.
Off-hat.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like one of us is anorexic and like a couple like Middle Eastern or something like that. It's literally only the beard. Like, people don't look at me and go, oh, it's fucking...
It's an
imam. Do you know what I mean? I'm not...
Yeah, we know.
It's Omar Jalili.
Oh, man.
Give us some fucking questions. Tell us, what are you doing today?
Going back to the Bruno Fernandes thing, though, like... So he would definitely be an upgrade on what we've got at the moment, right? So we're at this deadlock now, we're at this impasse, where Sporting want so much money for him, but we're only prepared to give him, less, right?
Yeah.
Now, one of two things needs to happen now. Either A, we
invade
don't want to pay that much for Fernandes, and so we move on to someone else, because surely we have someone else in mind... Surely we haven't just decided that he's the only player. And if he is the only player, then surely we have to pay whatever they want.
Yeah. And again, I was saying this the other day, like, we've been saying for the last 2 years, or certainly since Solskjaer came in, that we're going for players that fit the team we want. We have a certain number of players. When they become available, we'll go for them. We're not just going to buy anyone to fill a gap. We need to buy that. So if we are going for Fernandes, we've decided he's the right player. And if he's the right player, pay what he's worth. Like, you have to pay what you need to pay to get him.
What I would also say, kind of contrary to that, is that I think a transfer should always be an upgrade on what you already have.
Yeah, definitely.
Which sounds obvious, but, you know, it almost isn't sometimes.
Yeah.
What is an upgrade on our current number 10 situation?
Ask me.
Yeah, me, you, I'll do it for half a mil. Why not?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what? You could sit me down and they could say, who are you? And I go, do you know what? I don't mind, mate. I'll play number 10.
Stephen Allison, pleased to meet you.
Do you know what? I don't look like much, but I'm a speedy winger with pace to burn. Yeah. Where's Dan James? We're going to have a race.
Wrapping over the first four inches.
If you look at... Because we're already there, aren't we? So here's the thing, right? If you look at the number 10s that are sat at the bench, Draxler, Isco, they're sat on the bench.
Ericsson, who looks like he's going to Inter Milan.
They're sat on the bench doing nothing.
Sky Italia reporting Inter Milan willing to pay 11 million plus two bonuses. Is one a fucking Vianetta?
You know what? I wouldn't pay 11 million for him. He's not worth 11 million, is he? Double digits? You're joking, aren't you? How is he going for that?
Glenn's got a serious question. Right, before we get to Glenn's serious question, we're going to all stop talking until you've liked the video. So like the video. I will wait.
It scares me stuff like that.
I will wait. But I'll fucking wait. Okay, Glenn's fucking question. So,
I thought it felt like we were doing a minute silence for the most pointless thing in the world.
Right, lads, serious question. Serious. How do we devise a plan to get rid of the board/owners? It's almost as if a civil rights-esque rebellion is needed.
I mean, I don't think that you can compare the struggle of black people in America to being a Man United fan at the moment. I think it's a push.
It's certainly a push.
It's definitely a push.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
Yeah, for
the sake of my future career. Because even though I could think of some genuinely, like, humorous things to say on that, like, no, you can't. You fucking, you absolutely can't. It was disgusting. However, what I will say is, if I was to devise a plan to get rid of the board/owners, and I reckon the owners is the main one, because that'll be half the board that goes with them. Right, I'm going to say what you need is some sort of... You've got two options. You've got Las Vegas, right? And you've got just constantly fucking red or black in that shit, so you've got 4 billion, which I don't necessarily...
And then we buy it off him, you mean?
Yeah. The success rate of that, I don't reckon it's so
it'll
good.
It'll take us some time, that.
Right, or you've got Ocean's 15. Now you're talking.
If you had to devise a role for all of us in Ocean's 15, what would we all play?
Right, well, I'm going to start with myself.
Okay.
I'm going to play the Brad Pitt role, because not only am I well fit, but I'd also be eating in every single scene.
The quickest Ocean's 15 ever. Literally, you rumble in, they go, it's a scam, get him off. Bullshit.
But Brad Pitt eats in every scene, have you ever noticed? Brad Pitt's got a thing where he eats in every single film, he'll be eating at some point, and I'm a bit like that.
Yeah. I don't think me and you would even be allowed into the casino.
Walk in.
Yeah.
They'd hear the music playing as we walked in, and they'd be like, that's someone robbing us.
Yeah, that's
yeah, you're his body double, and you actually commit it while he's like in the holding cell.
Yeah.
I'd be the lanky seductress where I like sit on like some billionaire's knee and distract him while you're like fiddling with the wires underneath the roulette machine.
They're not letting us in anyway, because me and Freddie, from a distance, look like fucking Alan out of The Hangover. Yeah. So straight away, they're like, hang on.
Yeah.
Seen this fucking film.
These two homeless people want to play blackjack. There's nothing that's weird about
one of
that.
Them's got a satchel.
Yeah, that'd be a
bit
risky, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it's,
Alex,
I don't know.
Are you raising 4 billion? Go.
I don't know. It's finding. What's her name? Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. Just find her.
Yeah, seducer.
Seducer, and then go right.
Lanky seductress.
Lanky seductress.
Sit on her knee.
Find her and
sit
go.
Sit on her knee.
Your fancy spending.
No. I've never tried to, you know, get involved physically with a billionaire before, so I don't know what I'd do until I get in the
room. What about if we all got jobs as second-choice goalkeepers?
$4 billion is a long way. Like, $4 billion is so much cash.
It's scary.
And even then, they wouldn't necessarily sell.
Yeah,
imagine
that's a M. Night Shyamalan style twist at the end of this movie. You get up to him, you go, we did it, boys, we've got 4 billion. Go knock on the door, because that's the only way that you speak to the Glazers, isn't it? You knock on the door and go, got 4 billion, and they're like, and?
Yeah.
And they go, we're not selling.
And you go,
sat in it.
but I got the £4 billion. Yeah, but we never said we were selling it. You're like, bastard.
So we're going to have to buy 10 Arsenals instead.
Or we have a meeting and they go, who are you? And we go, how dare you? And we
how just dare, all how dare you?
How dare you?
We were going to buy that bloody club off you, but you've disrespected us.
Gareth Fox says,
we were going to buy Tottenham. They've shown us around the place. They made us feel special.
Two homeless guys and Jesus doing a robbery. So it's a bit long-winded for a title, but I'm with you. The club's value is going down, actually. Good reason for a takeover scenario. No one's going to invest in United in the current situation. I think you'd be surprised.
I don't think the club's value is going down, really, is it? As a global brand, it's probably bigger than it's ever been, which is depressing, but...
I think the value of pretty much every British club is going up. They need just for the team.
As long as they get Champions League once every 5 years... they'll be all right. That's it. It's just a case of once in a while get Champions League. That's been doing that for a while.
The most Bond villain like shit that I've ever experienced was when me and Callum over there was in Bahrain. And we was invited to go to a private restaurant. When you're leaving a country and they have fridge magnets of the sites of that country, right? Well, this restaurant was the top left corner of one of these buildings that's on the fridge magnets. And it's the guy who owns the bank in Bahrain.
Wow.
The bank, right?
The bank. That's not amazing. One of the banks. No. The bank.
We got there. We had a right fucking banging scram, didn't we? And he was like, so, what's going on with the Saudis? Are they buying things? And I'm like, don't you know? Like, the guy that runs a bank next door to Saudi that basically exclusively trades with Saudi. Surely you know. He's like, do you not know? I was like, I've got a fucking clue, mate.
Get him out. I like how he just said banging scran as well. Like it wasn't some like...
Callum, was it or was it not banging scran?
What did you have? What was banging scran?
I had a black cod.
Did you?
Black cod.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, it was good.
Black cod is good, isn't it?
It was good.
That sounds good.
And do you know what? Me and the old fella, the geezer, the chap in charge, he was like, that's my favourite. And I was like...
That was nice. It was a nice bonding.
He would say that like every meal that you order, though.
No, because he was only one and he was wounded and he was like, you have it.
Really?
I bet he does it for every table. But he's like, oh, the bread basket. That's my favourite, that is, mate.
When you walked in, there was a big table.
Sparkling water, my favourite.
There was armchairs for where you were sitting and there was a guy stood behind everyone to serve every single person. There was more staff than people in the place.
I felt like that's very intimidating. That's very scary.
Oh, yeah, and they nearly didn't let him in. Because this fucking helmet, I put jeans and a polo shirt on because it was the only semi-smart thing I had. Yeah. Well, I was there watching MMA, wasn't I?
So. What?
And I'm going to the airport. He turned up in shorts.
Richard Hammond.
He turned up in shorts. The security got on the phone like, there's a fucking guy in shorts here. Yeah.
To a private restaurant, like shorts colour.
Private restaurant, shorts. And he's like, they phoned up.
A meal deal?
Yeah, they phoned up and then there was a geezer turned up to us and he's like, no one's ever been inside this building in shorts before. And we was like, half joking, we said, should we go and buy him a thobe, Joe, the shirt that touches the floor? And they was like, that'd be a good idea, actually. Go get him a thobe. And I'm like, yes, because I told him we was getting him one anyway. And then they come down and he's like, you can go up. And then we got up there and he was like...
No one's ever been in this building wearing shorts
that
before.
Could go on the TV.
The guy literally, we got out of the lift and the guy went, we should take a picture because no one's ever been up in here in shorts before.
Like the first section on Naked Attraction. Just the bottom thirds.
Like, look at this fucking dick.
Yeah.
But honestly, how cool was it up there? It was literally like a $200 million man cave on it. It was outrageous. We had something to eat and then they fucking launched us out.
Yeah, flip flop.
Oh, to be fair, not only that, though, it was just an old guy that loved United and wanted to talk about United.
Did he know you?
No, but his sons do.
Did they?
Right. So, yeah, we went out for something to eat with some local lads and then on the way home, they're like, this is going to sound like a really weird request, but would you mind meeting like one of the lads' fathers? And was like, he's like, he owns the bank in Bahrain. And was like, I'm still going, and he goes, he'll send a driver if you're up for it. And I was like, yeah, we're in. And then a guy turned up, took us there, and then took us back home again.
That's amazing.
It's fucking nuts, isn't it? And you're like, because we didn't record any of it. Like, we took a couple of photographs, didn't we, from the very roof of it. And you're just like, we're just laughing on the way. I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, that sounds great. I'm sad to have missed that.
Here's one. Elon Musk, get him in. Allow him to rename it the Tesla Theatre.
Ooh, I've got problems with that.
Yeah, absolutely. The Tesla Theatre.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
There's a fucking poll for you. Should we end it on this, right? Let us know. Would you accept the Glazers getting fucked off if Elon Musk comes in? But Elon Musk wants to call it the Tesla Theatre.
And he's going to make it look like one of his new trucks. Of
course it is. So when it's sunny, the roof's going to go like that.
Yeah.
Cyber Club. Would you take it?
And you can also get a tunnel, one of them thingies, yeah, from the centre of town to the march.
Tube.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Would you take that? It must,
I think,
as well.
It would, because ultimately, like, I don't really want to rename Old Trafford, but let's be honest, I ain't calling it the fucking Tesla Theatre at any point.
No.
I mean, what do you call St. James's Park? Correct. You call it, yeah, St. James's Park, not the,
it's
fucking...
Not the Sports Direct.
Sports Direct Arena or whatever the fuck it's called, do you?
Yeah. I think, and also, there aren't many billionaires that you don't go, ooh, what have they been doing for the last 20 years? Where's that money come from? And he's one of the few where you don't necessarily think that he's cut too many people's heads off.
Right, loads of people in the comments. We've got a no, hell yeah, yes, no, hashtag Elon in. How are you going to go to a Bahrainian palace and not vlog that for content, Slack lads? Just because it just didn't feel appropriate, did it?
Yeah.
It really didn't. But
whilst he's not getting let in, hang on, here's my GoPro. Like, you're not really going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the potentially arresting Callum at the gate.
That's got shorts on. Batter him.
Right, I'm going to wrap it up there. But before we do, Freddie, where can everyone come and laugh at you?
Everywhere, all over the country, man. The best place to find me is on Facebook or YouTube / Freddie Quinn Comedy. I put stand-up clips out every week. I put sketches out every week. I've got a new podcast that's starting soon called the Fake News Podcast. That's starting in a couple of weeks. Just follow me on Facebook and YouTube, like I say, / Freddie Quinn Comedy. That's the best place to see me.
Cam, let's bag it in the description. And happy days. Right, thank you for tuning in. Just do us a favour. Fucking like the video. Know what I mean? And I guess it will be 10 o'clock tonight.
10 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
Late night live
with Joe and all the weird shit that Joe brings. So cheers for tuning in. I don't think we managed to save United today.
We're on the way, though.
Let's come back tomorrow, see if we can do it. Yep. Laters.